I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
My best friend Tasmin is the most popular girl in school. You know the type. Pretty, rich family, the kind of girl who has everything. I guess some would say she's a spoiled brat. I mean, she's pretty nasty to people, and her mood swings are so unpredictable. Plus, she likes to pick on everyone. But luckily for me, we've been friends since we were little, so I knew she'd never treat me as badly as the other kids, but she didn't exactly treat me nicely either. In fact, most of the time, I felt like her maid. But there were good days, too, where she was the greatest friend ever, buying me stuff and even taking me to her fancy country club on the weekends. But when she got cranky, oh my God, I bore the brunt of it. She'd yell at me and complain about every little thing I did, and then she'd order me around. I was like her little stress ball or something. One time, she realized her gym clothes were wet, so she made me swap with her, so she could wear my dry ones. It looked like I'd peed my pants, and everyone laughed at me. She didn't even stick up for me. It was like she used me so she could shine even more. Whenever we hung out with boys, she'd drag me along, but didn't let me know beforehand, so I'd show up looking sloppy, and by that way, she'd look amazing next to me. She clearly didn't want me to get any attention. One day I put makeup on, and she said I looked like a clown, and then there was the time she wanted to date this guy, but he would only date her if she brought a friend for his brother. So she brought me, and oh my God, his brother was such a weirdo. It was awful. I could handle her, though. And compared to the other kids at school who had it much worse, I was okay. I felt bad for them and wished I could stand up to her and protect them, but I wasn't brave enough. To be honest, it wasn't just because I didn't have the courage to stand up to her. It was also because there were way too many advantages of being her friend. She was always generous and gave me all her old clothes, even if she'd only worn them once. She had this super cute skirt, but then she saw another girl wearing it and immediately gave it to me. She gave me a brand new pair of high heels that she said made her legs look fat. Honestly, most of my pretty clothes and shoes came from her, and she always brought me gifts back from her family's luxury vacations. But despite all this, I couldn't ignore the slight resentment I felt towards her. And, okay, there's a bigger reason why I put up with how unfairly she treated me. You see, Tasmin has a twin brother called Trevor, and I had a major crush on him. Hanging out with Tasmin meant I got to see Trevor more often. Compared to his sister, Trevor was so chilled, but sometimes he was quite cold, even slightly mysterious. So that's why they didn't really get along. Tasmin always said mean things about him behind his back, things like how he was just so lame and such a grandpa. But one time, I almost messed things up while hanging out at their house. Trevor was chilling and playing guitar out on the patio by himself, so I pretended to wander around, then approached and complimented him. But Tasmin caught sight of that while looking out from the kitchen. Afterwards, she grabbed me and said, "Hey, what was that? Did you just flirt with my brother? Ew, do you have some kind of crush on him? Don't you dare. If you do, then our friendship is over right now." I was so shocked at how she reacted, so I quickly denied it and said, "Ew, come on, your brother is gross." I hoped she couldn't tell I was lying. After that incident, I told Tasmin I had to go home, as I had some crafts to finish. She just burst out laughing and said crafting was for losers. It really upset me, though, because I loved doing DIY stuff, and my cousins and the kids next door had asked me to start teaching them how to do it. My one cousin had even persuaded me to start making videos on it. So even though Tasman thought it was totally uncool, I still went ahead and secretly started a YouTube channel to share my DIY tutorial videos. The kids on my street all loved it, and pretty soon, I had quite a few subscribers. Then I took it a step further and made hand puppets of some popular cartoon characters and started doing puppet show videos. Slowly but surely, my channel started to pick up speed. There was one viewer with an account called Cherry Pie that was always the first to leave a comment. She'd even DM'd me on my channel's Twitter account, and we started talking almost every day after that. One day, I decided to make a video to properly introduce myself to my channel's viewers, but I was too shy to show my face, so I did it with the puppets instead. The audience seemed to be more interested when I talked about my own life, and so I started telling them about my family and friends, and of course, that included Tasman. But I changed everyone's names to fun nicknames and changed my voice a bit so no one would recognize me. I started to talk a lot about Tasman and how she tortured me and the other kids. I gave her a horrible voice that sounded like a monster and even showed how she would laugh at what people were wearing. I got so into it that I started to make stuff up, like saying how she stole other kids' lunch money, made them do homework for her, and made them buy her snacks during each recess. She always acted like she was some kind of queen. I realized how many feelings I buried deep inside me over the years, and now I had this creative outlet to release them all. I even shared the story of when Tasman got dumped by her ex-boyfriend, and how she tried to get him back and turned up on his doorstep. He was with his new girlfriend, and she started clinging to his ankle, begging him to ask her out again. Tasman would die if she knew I'd shared this, but I couldn't stop myself. After uploading that video, I gained so many views and subscribers, it seemed like people could really relate to these stories of mine. But weirdly, my number one fan, Cherry Pie, disappeared. I really missed her, to be honest. A few days later at school, everyone was whispering about my channel, and it quickly became clear that they knew about my videos. How had they found out? But then, to my complete horror, I realized they could see my school uniform in one of the videos, and everyone realized the villain I was talking about was Tasman. She was furious about it, and said she was going to find out which of these losers had done it and make their life hell. I was so terrified, I set all my videos to private and even took a few days off school, as I felt so worried about what would happen if she discovered it had been me. Then one day, Cherry Pie suddenly DM'd me again. I thought she was going to ask about where the videos had gone, but instead she said, "Looks like you got what you wished for. Everyone's talking about your channel, and now you're finally in the limelight." Oh my god. Did this girl also go to our school? Who was she? It couldn't be Tasman, could it? I replied with like 100 questions, asking who she was. Did she know who I was? How did she find me, and what did she want? But I got no reply. But then, a few hours later, I got a message saying, "Come outside." What? How creepy! I started to feel scared that maybe I had a stalker or something. I grabbed my pepper spray and headed outside. But instead of some crazy fangirl, Trevor was standing there. Hang on, Trevor is Cherry Pie? He said he'd found out about my channel because one time at their house, I'd been reading the comments on my phone, and he'd passed behind me and caught sight of the name of the channel. He became curious, so he made a fake account so he could watch my videos, and that's when he developed a crush on me and enjoyed watching them regularly. Well, that was until I mentioned his sister and made up all those fake stories about things she'd done. That's how Tasman found out about the videos. She borrowed Trevor's laptop one day and saw it open on his screen. But at least the only person who knows it's my channel is Trevor. He said he was really disappointed in me and thought I was better than that. Then he said he was going to delete his fake account because he didn't want to be a phony liar like me. I was heartbroken. How could I have been such a terrible person? I don't know what to do. Should I confess to Tasmin that it was me and apologize to her and Trevor and hope they'll forgive me? Or should I just keep quiet and instead focus on being able to stand up for myself and tell Tasmin that it's not okay to pick on people?